Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, a Bucks post-game update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show.
All right, time to check in with our basketball insider, Gary Wolfel from the Racine Journal Times. Got a couple of minutes here. Gary, first off, foremost, I think it's a pretty impressive win, mainly because they took runs from the Thunder all night, let him get close, and then they pulled back away again. And then you go to your guy at the end of the game, even though he stepped out of bounds, they didn't catch it. He finishes, and you win.
First of all, welcome back.
You betcha.
Get away.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was nice to get away for a little while and kind of rejuvenate the batteries and all that fun stuff. I had a bunch of stuff going on. So, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah. No, as far as the game, I mean, obviously it was a good win. I mean, to beat Oklahoma City on its own home court, you know, it's quite a feat. And granted, they didn't have Paul George, but hey, you know, a lot of teams are missing players. I mean, you can point at the Bucks and they're missing Jabari Parker. So it was a terrific win, you know, coming off their other terrific win the other night. So, it's got to be a confidence booster.
Yeah, I think it definitely is. And again, I gave John Hetz a Chili's MVP and X Factor because I think without him, they don't win this game.
He's been playing really well. And what I was thinking about tonight was I think they would be absolutely out of their mind if they trade for DeAndre Jordan.
I told you before. You're not winning an NBA championship with DeAndre Jordan as a member of a big three. Not for $25, $30 million that you're going to have to pay him to put him with two other scorers. That's not going to be enough. You can't win with that. You're not going to win an NBA championship with DeAndre Jordan making $25 or $30 million. If DeAndre Jordan is making $10 million, then I'm down with it. Sure, I'm in. But not for as much money as you're going to have to pay to keep him.
Steve, he played a bunch of years with Chris Paul and Blake Griffin.
Right, two other guys.
What did they do?
But that's my point, Gary. You can't win with just two scores in DeAndre Jordan. You need more.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he's so one-dimensional. The one thing that really, really caught my eye the other day, I was looking at some of the stats. Obviously, he is an incredible rebounder, number one, okay?
Great shot blocker.
Here's what he said. He said great shot blocker, right?
Uh-oh.
And I thought he was, you know, certainly within the top five, maybe at worst top 10, right? You know where he ranks in block shots in the league?
Where?
28th.
Yeah, that surprises me.
That is absolutely shocking. And so I'm thinking, like, you know what? He is truly a one-trick pony. He rebounds, you know?
Yeah, but I think, even if you take that block shot stat out of it, if you talk about altering shots, then where does he rank? If you say, okay, not block shots, but altering shots, where then does he rank amongst NBA centers? That'd be the next thing I'd want to know.
I'm sure that's factor.
He's better than Thon Maker, I know that.
But I mean, your reaction was my reaction.
Right.
I saw that. You know, he should be much higher than that.
Yep, no question. All right, we got to go because I'm running late like always. Thanks so much for coming on, buddy. Enjoy the rest of the night. Enjoy New Year's.
Sounds good. Great to have you back.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Gary Wolfel of the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.